This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, so time to play a video game version of Silicon Tally. Stee Curran hosts the gaming radio show One Life Left in London. Stee, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy adversary, this week you, try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am so excited.
All right, good. I've got a number for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
23 titles.
This must be the number of titles available at launch for one of the systems.
It's actually the number of confirmed titles that will be available at launch for both systems, 23 titles
right.
Each, apparently. And I'm going to count that as a you answered it correctly. So you got a number for me? Hit me.
Okay, I'm going to go for 10.1 million downloads.
All right, I'm going to guess the number of PlayStation 4 apps that have been downloaded.
Okay, that's an interesting guess, but I'm afraid it's incorrect.
Oh!
10.1 million downloads, that's the number of times Football Manager 2013 has been pirated, including 3.2 million downloaders in China and one inside the Vatican.
All right, I get another number for you. 20 sharks.
Is this one of these things that has a different meaning over there, the word shark?
No, I'm talking literal sharks.
Literal sharks. I'm completely stumped by this.
All right. The number of tiger sharks guarding one of the first Xbox One consoles. It's sealed in a waterproof container at the bottom of a shark tank in an aquarium in Auckland, New Zealand.
That's unbelievable. I wouldn't risk it with one, but maybe there's people out there who would.
In a way, I feel like one almost might be more scary than 20.
Yeah, I suppose it depends how it looks at you with its beady shark eyes.
All right, you got another number for me?
7.5 out of 10.
Is the score that most gamers give Grand Theft Auto 5?
7.5 is the mark that consumer review site Polygon gave to the PlayStation 4. They said, well, you know, it's an interesting piece of kit, but the games aren't quite there yet.
Stee Curran is the host of One Life Left, a radio show about video games in the UK. Stee, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.